ABC News at 6 is sponsored by Whitaker's Market, the destination grocery for bargain hunters, Hillsboro.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. After signing another round of executive orders, President Trump telling reporters he supports Elon Musk's email to employees asking to list their accomplishments in the past 5 days, saying his administration is trying to find out if employees are working. The White House earlier says the request is voluntary, but President Trump disputed that.
Well, it's somewhat voluntary, but it's also if you don't answer, I guess you get fired. What it really is what it is do people exist?
Republican Senator Leader John Thune today said agency heads confirmed by Congress should have more oversight than Doge and Elon Musk. Ukrainian officials say President Zelensky will travel to the U.S. on Friday and that Ukraine and the U.S. have agreed on a mineral rights deal. Pope Francis, who is battling pneumonia, remains in critical but stable condition, according to the Vatican today, with no new respiratory episodes. And the measles outbreak in West Texas has jumped to 124 cases. New cases this week. This is ABC News. A close call today at Chicago's Midway Airport, now under investigation. A Southwest 737 and a business jet nearly collided on the tarmac.
As a Southwest flight from Omaha was touching down on the runway at Midway Airport, a business jet crossed in front of it. The Southwest pilots, right as the wheels were about to touch the runway, pushed the throttles up and took off. Heard on liveatc.net.
Southwest 2504 going around.
2504, roger that, climb maintain 3000.
Air traffic controllers could be heard telling the business jet not to cross the runway, but it did anyway. The two planes came within about 2,000 feet of each other. The NTSB and FAA are investigating. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Israel's defense minister confirming that the Israel Defense Forces are carrying out airstrikes in Syria today, saying Israel will not allow Syria to become like southern Lebanon or terrorist organizations to establish themselves in the security zone. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Good news for dairy-free shoppers. Whitaker's Market has shipments of non-dairy items coming in weekly. Milk, cream, butter, ice cream, yogurt, cheese, and more. Always a great selection of name brand quality products, and we sell at 30 to 60% cheaper than you are likely to find it anywhere else. Come in today for the brand new non-dairy products we received just this week. Whitaker's Market, 1001 Water Avenue, Hillsboro. Open 9 to 5 weekdays, 9 to 3 Saturdays, and follow us on Facebook to see our daily ads.
Since 1956, Meyer Oil & LP has been your trusted, locally owned fuel delivery partner. Whether it's for your home, farm, or business, we've got you covered. Offering a range of fuels from propane, diesel, gas, and bulk lubes, Meyer Oil is here for you. Serving most of Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties, our friendly staff is ready to assist you. Please consider Meyer Oil & LP for all your fuel needs. Call us at 608-524-3914.
Like you, State Farm agents are small business owners. They understand this isn't just what you do, it's who you are. With that knowledge comes a deep appreciation of what it takes to get a business going and keep it going, and how your insurance and financial needs change as your business evolves. We believe every small business has big possibilities, as long as you know how to plan, protect, and prepare for the risks that can get in the way. So let's take a look at some ways we can help you do that. Call, text, or stop by Julie Karen State Farm in downtown Richland Center. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. You don't need 20% down to make your homeownership dream come true.
Becoming cloudy tonight with scattered light rain arriving around midnight, low 34. More clouds than sun, but still mild tomorrow with a high of 45. Partly cloudy tomorrow night with a low of 30. Few flurries or spotty sprinkles early on Thursday. It'll be breezy with a high of 42. And windy and warmer on Friday. Few flurries possible late with a high of 54. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are out of the north at 2 miles per hour. And our current temperature is 41 degrees.
100.9 WRCO.
Crowd makes me lonely. Sometimes a shot just makes me sad. Sometimes I miss that old small town. Slow down, life I kinda wish that I still had. dark. I wanna climb up on a mountain. I want love that feels like home. Yeah, I want a conversation like a sunset and a song I can feel down in my bones. Yeah, I need a little backbone in my backbeat. I need a little life long in my front seat. I need the kind of moments that make my whole wide world stand still. My front seat. I need the kind of moments that make my whole wide world stand still. Yeah, I wanna hear about a deep cut, a heartbreak. Yeah, tell me about your hard times, your mistakes. Give me something that I'm burning, I can turn into something I can feel. Yeah, I want something real.
Stay. little sandy town. She spent the summer there, a couple houses down.
Just 18 years old, I left my roots in San Antonio and I headed out down the road on my own. Waited tables in New Orleans, thumbed a ride to the Keys, spent a year in Arizona on my way to California. Oh, I've traveled miles and miles to find that nowhere held my peace of mind. It's here inside this heart of mine that you hold. And as I stumble through this crazy maze, my refuge is this sacred place. In your arms I'm finally safe and change like the weather, but for now at least I know I've got a place to rest my soul. Oh, I've traveled miles and miles to find it, nowhere held my peace of mind. It's here inside this heart of mine.
Stephanie Urbina-Jones with I Am Home on Country and Community, and I'm Tim Thede, and I'll be playing some great music up until around 6:40, and that's when Phil Nee will bring you the broadcast of the Girls High School Regional Tournament game, the first round game featuring Ithaca hosting Highland. And so 6:40 is that when that pregame starts. So it will start exactly at 6:40 for the pregame because tip-off will be exactly at 7 because there's no JV game during tournament season. But hopefully you can will tune in and or stay tuned and enjoy some great high school sports action. And we enjoyed some great weather today. 51 we hit for a high. We're down to 38 now, but 38, I'm not complaining about that either. It's only supposed to get down to about 34 tonight, according to Brittany Merlot. So we'll see how accurate Brittany is. But still, as long as they're not, they don't have that negative mark in front of that, and I'm very happy at that. And for the weekend, if you're looking for stuff to do on the weekend for temperature, if you're wondering what the weather's going to be, it's going to be a little cooler on Saturday, and Sunday is supposed to start warming back up in the 40s again. So Saturday is supposed to be the cooler day, but 33 for a high still isn't too bad for February. Actually, that'll be the first day of March. Hard to believe that March is coming up really soon. This year's going by too fast, folks. But anyhow, the Richland County Veterans Memorial Building Committee will be meeting tomorrow at 7 at American Legion Post 13. This will be an informational meeting on the current committee's future goals to continue as a committee, along with maintaining the mission. All current committee members, along with past members, are encouraged to attend.
The WIAA State Individual Wrestling Tournament is this weekend. WRCO Sports wishes the best of luck to these area wrestlers. Riverdale's Brody Meese, Grant Matthews, and Lakota Brewer. Ithaca Weston's Nolan Waldner and Caden Coleman. North Crawford Seneca's Jaron Grimsled and Sawyer Swigum. And from Iowa Grand Highland, Brock Hinderman, Tyson Imhoff, Jackson Bussey, Bodie Brockup, and Gavin Hinderman. Join WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com for play-by-play reports and updates from the Kohl Center in Madison all weekend long during the State Individual Wrestling Tournament that gets underway Thursday afternoon.
Be sure and join me every Saturday morning from 5 until 10 a.m. on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app. Hello, this is Adam Hess. Saturdays, we bring you the best country music, news, weather, sports, some fun, and of course, Prime Movers starting at 8:30. If you have items to buy, sell, trade, or give away, join me every Saturday morning from 8:30 until 10 a.m. for Prime Mover, only on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Rock and Rollers, this is Phil Nee, inviting you to a busy night Saturday night. We'll be paying tribute to high school sports, state wrestling, and old-time rock and roll. Some of my favorite things. We'll stop and park for a time in 1965, featuring the likes of the Righteous Brothers, Gary Lewis and the Playboys, along with the Temptations, the Beatles, the Zombies, and many more. We're just not talking about the Solid Gold Dancers. All kinds of great rock and roll of the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and early 90s. On Saturday night, from WRCO-FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. Sponsored in part by Julie Karen State Farm Insurance, Mindham Wealth Advisory, Town & Country TV & Appliance, Turbos in Hub City, Mastodon Records, Sleepy Hollow Auto Sales, Center Cinema in Richland Center, and A&W Restaurant of Boscobel. Between 6 and midnight Saturday night, get ready, get set for some fun old-time rock and roll radio stuff right here.
100.9 WRCO.
I didn't know if we were over, just on the rise. Was me thinking I could save us, just a mirage. I was burning up a highway, it kept getting longer. With every turn of these tires, she just kept getting goner. And the sky was showing no signs of rain. Ain't nothing to lay in that plane. I'm racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. And that 747 somewhere between here and heaven, and heaven knows I let her slip away. I showed up and she's gone. Guess I got to Tucson too late. I wonder if she sat there stirring vodka with a straw, if she counting down the seconds, or maybe having second thoughts, and was moving all made up in her mind. Would she changed it if she knew that I was racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. And it's 747 somewhere between here and heaven, and heaven knows I let her slip away. Guess I got to Tucson too late. Ooh.
I'm racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. It's 747, somewhere between here and heaven. Heaven knows I let her slip away. I showed up and she's gone. Guess I waited too long, like a sad country song. Damn, I got to Tucson too late. Too late. Oh, I got the Tucson too late.
You had the sweetest touch, but you left the deepest cut. You had the kindest eyes I felt to my demise, and every love thereafter all fell victim to you. I set their hearts on fire, and you were my alibi. I don't wanna stay broken hearted. This is the pattern you started. Don't wanna leave them in pieces. All I have to give are these reasons. We'll be right back.
FedEx package to your door. But underneath that apron, oh, that uniform, we're Wildcats, Wolverines, Tigers, Buckeyes, Bruins, Bulldogs, Hawks, and Hurricanes. We pray before we race, cheer 14 and 48. We drink ice cold beer on Friday nights. And we're one big country nation, that's right.
Brad Paisley with Country Nation. Our time is 6:30, 37 degrees in Richland Center. That's according to the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer. And coming up here shortly and within the next 10 minutes, we'll be bringing you girls high school basketball action. It'll be Highland at Ithaca in girls regional tournament action. And Phil Neal will be making the call for that game.
Hey Bert, did you know it's your choice as a property owner to choose your title insurance company?
No, Holly, I didn't know that. How does that work?
As a property owner, you pay for any title insurance in a refinance or sale transaction on your property. So if refinancing or selling your home, please tell your lender or realtor to contact Southwest Title LLC at 608-647-8841 or stop in at 168 North Main Street for competitive rates on all your title needs. We look forward to serving you.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. SO4 pelletized gypsum is the superior sulfur source that delivers the right amount of sulfur, perfectly matching plant needs for yield-maximizing plant growth. SO4 consistently performs in trials, providing up to a 13-bushel increase on corn. Ask your agronomist about applying SO4 pelletized gypsum and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
Looking for a job that's as unique as the House on the Rock? The attraction opens March 13th, and they need great people to help make unforgettable memories. Whether you're looking for full-time, part-time, or seasonal work, they have opportunities for students, retirees, and everyone in between. Enjoy daytime hours and a fun, exciting workplace. Call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or visit houseontherock.com for details. Join the team and be part of something extraordinary.
Becoming cloudy with scattered light rain arriving around midnight, low 34. More clouds than sun, but still mild on Wednesday with a high of 45. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low of 30. Few flurries or spotty sprinkles early on Thursday. Breezy with a high of 42. And windy and warmer on Friday. Few flurries possible late. And a high of 42. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are calm, and our current temperature is 36 degrees.
100.9 WRCO.
A woman from Kentucky
raised three kids on her own. Hardly any money, built a shed into a home. With a gentle touch, she showed them how to walk and how to stand, and how to work with what you're given. Like a storybook, it's written in her hands. In her hands, there's peace and understanding. In her hands, love that's everlasting. In her hands is a heavy cross to bear, but the strength beyond compare in her hands. He was born a ranch shadow, like his fathers before. From the years of working hard, his hands are calloused and sore. But he suffers through the hardships of living off the land. Like a labor of love, puts on his gloves, prays to God and leaves it in his hands. In his hands, there's peace and understanding.
Welcome to High School Girls Basketball, WIAA Tournament Play. The game is coming up between Highland and Ithaca, live from Ithaca on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com, along with the Civic Media app. Coming up, the pregame show, sponsored by Vitesnik Power Sports in Richland Center.
Looking for unbeatable rides and big savings? Check out Kawasaki at Vitesnik Power Sports. Conquer any terrain with the 2024 Kawasaki Ridge, featuring a heated and air-conditioned cab. Get the job done right with the powerful Kawasaki Mule FXT1000, or hit the road on a legendary Kawasaki Z-Bike. Right now, we are letting the good times roll and giving huge savings up to $9,000 on select Ridge models. Plus, huge discounts across the entire 2024 Kawasaki lineup. Don't miss out. Head on over to Vitesnik Power Sports in Richland Center or visit vitesnik.com.
Milk has been building champions for centuries. Why? Research shows that real milk builds pregame muscle, and low-fat chocolate milk restores postgame muscle for athletes like few other beverages. That's why local players know they're going to need milk to fuel their performance. Learn their inspiring stories at GonnaNeedMilk.com. Brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. It's time to join the Buckle Up, Phone Down movement. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation challenges all Wisconsin drivers to put safety first by taking the two most important actions to prevent or survive a crash. Use your seatbelt on every trip and put down the phone when driving. Buckle up and phone down on every trip, every time.
There are a few boys' basketball games, including Poinette at Mauston. Also, Wisconsin Heights is at Weston. And Portage plays at Richland Center tonight for the second to the last regular season game for the Hornets. WIAA girls' basketball this evening. Richland Center is on the road at Broadhead in Division III first-round tournament action. And Dodgeville plays at River Valley. Tonight in Division IV, Parkview is at Riverdale and Iowa Grant at Lancaster. Westby will be at Darlington and Fenimore at New Glarus. And a full slate of games in Division 5, including Plum City Elmwood at Kickapoo, Brookwood is at Cochran Fountain City, Royal at Hillsboro, Lafarge at Oliva Strum. Potosi Cassville travels to DeSoto. Southwestern is at Blackhawk. Boscobel will be at Belmont. It's also Azeka Steuben hosting Seneca. River Ridge is home against North Crawford. Benton at Scholesburg. And coming up tonight, number 7 seed Ithaca against number 10 Highland.
Tackle your next project with ease with Napa's Milwaukee line of tools. Heated jackets, vests, tool accessories, power tools, lighting, hand tools, storage, batteries, chargers, and so much more from Milwaukee and Napa. Milwaukee Tool has led the industry in developing innovative tools and worksite solutions. The most respected manufacturer of heavy-duty power tools, hand tools, instruments, and accessories. Milwaukee Tools in Napa, the perfect team, striving to make your days easier.
From eco-friendly thermostats to energy-efficient lighting systems for your business, technology is making everything smarter. Good thing your Touchstone Energy Cooperative can help you make smarter work harder. Today, there are more ways than ever to make your world more energy efficient, and we can show you how. Take the next step to go electric and put the power of your co-op to work for you.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
The Shoebox in Black Earth has what you need for work boots, children's shoes, athletic shoes, and any shoe you need or want. No one has a better selection of shoes than the Shoebox, with all the latest styles for everyone needing shoes. The Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox, open 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Whenever you're in Southwest Wisconsin, you're never far from someone who trusts BL Signs. From the van with a sleek wrap you're meeting, to the business sign that welcomes you before you step out of the car, or the restaurant sign that makes your mouth water, BL Signs is behind it all. With a reputation for delivering projects on time, on budget, and with the highest quality, BL Signs of Richland Center is your go-to for all things signage. Visit them online today at blsignage.com.
Josh Terrell joins us, Highland girls basketball coach. Do you think it should be this time of year? Doesn't it seem like 4 months have gone by pretty quickly, Coach?
It's amazing how fast it goes. I know it's a long season, but boy, when you get to this part of the season where the tournament, it's just like, where did it all go so fast? It's crazy.
How's your team been playing as of late?
I've been playing better. You know, we went through a stretch there about the first part of the season where we couldn't buy a win and got things a little changed around a bit and got better, and we seem to be coming around a little bit, won two of our last three, so hopefully we can keep a little momentum going here.
You played Ithaca last week on Tuesday, and I thought about that at the time, where, you know, who had the advantage, this or that, and you guys won the game, but how do you look at it?
Well, it's going to be a tight one. I think, Coach Klang does a good job with them down there, and they got some good senior leadership with, they got Peterson in the post, and that sophomore Maxwell, also a post player. They're good players, and they work hard. And then you got 13, Kirshner is a good outside shooter, and another King. They're 31, their senior point guard. They get after it, so we better come to play, or it's going to be a short-lived tournament. So,
Is there much of a home court advantage in the playoffs? And I know your fans travel pretty well as well, but do you see that playing on the road being a big advantage for them or not?
I think, we can always, I would obviously love to be playing this at home. I'd feel more comfortable, that's for sure, but it's not the case. So I do think there's an advantage to playing home court. You're, the place you practice with every day, and you're just more comfortable. So hopefully we can overcome that.
How did you look at the seeding process overall for you and for the teams in your area? Were you overall satisfied with it this year?
I think it was, I think we were where we expected to be. You know, if you look at who we played, and we come out of a tough conference, and, you know, Ithaca had more wins than we did, and we were pretty tight. They were pretty close with a 7-10. So, you know, I think so. I know there's some teams every year. I mean, last year we were very disappointed in the seed we got, and this year, you know, I don't think there's anything that I can argue this year. And we are what we are, and we, you know, they say we're playing better now, so I feel confident going in, but there's a reason we're on the road. We just didn't have the record that it's get in, and they're in the home seat, so we gotta go in and knock them off if we can.
You've had a chance to coach in a lot of tournaments, Josh, and I think you really try to catch lightning in a bottle. What are some keys if you're going to make a tournament run?
Well, number one, first and foremost for us, is if we want to, you know, get past Ithaca and get a chance to play the second round, is we got to take care of the ball. That's been a nemesis for us for too many games this year, and you know, it's no secret we lost our point guard early, and that hurt. So, but you know, that's not an excuse. We've got to, somebody's got to step up, and we've been getting a lot better at that the last third of the season. But we can't fall back on turning it over too much. If we lose opportunities to score and give them extra opportunities, it's really hard to beat a team. So, with Ithaca specifically, with their post play, I think they got, you know, some of the better post players that we've seen this year. They play at the back to the basket a little more than, you know, you don't see that too much, and we're a team that does that, and so are they. So it's going to be, you know, we got to crash the boards and keep them off the offensive rebounds and take care of the balls. They're two biggest things for us by far.
First time we saw you this year was against Richland Center, and how's the team changed? Have you made some improvements since then?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we're obviously, boy, that seems like, you know, you're talking about the length of the season. That seems like forever ago now, but, you know, we're quite a bit different team than we were then. You know, we had to do some adjusting with, you know, some changes in players and you know, move players to different positions where they may not be as comfortable, and they weren't for a while, but now, you know, we get to that 15th, 16th, up to 20th game. Now we're at 24. This will be the 25th. You know, they're a lot more comfortable in their role now. So hopefully, you know, with that change and with the momentum we have coming in, we can come in there and play well.
Yep, I think it's going to be a good game. Look forward to calling it. Coach, thanks a lot, and good luck the rest of the way.
Well, I appreciate you having me on, Phil.
Highland Girls coach Josh Terrell on the pregame show.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
From buying your first car to enjoying retirement, Rural Mutual Insurance agents are like family, here for you every step of the way. With insurance products designed exclusively for Wisconsin, you can trust Rural Mutual to protect what matters most. Plus, save with discounts when you bundle home and auto insurance. For a free quote, call Tony or Dana Doherty at 608-647-2972 or stop by 261 East Court Street, Suite D, Richland Center. Rural Mutual Insurance. Keep Wisconsin strong.
From high-quality seeds to specialized feed, Lime Ridge Ag Supply is here for you. Is your farm ready for next season? I'm Taylor Fearing with Lime Ridge Ag. We offer Rob Seco seeds and custom blends tailored to maximize your yield. Our skilled agronomists are here to help you every step of the way. For your livestock, we provide top feed brands including ADM ShowTech, Biozyme VitaFirm, and Early Bird Show Feeds with trusted names like Umbarger, Sunglow, and Linder. We're here to help find the perfect feed for your operation. Lime Ridge Ag Supply, your partner in feed, seed, and success. Reach out today to get started on your farm's next steps.
Does your employer offer 6 weeks of paid time off in your first year? Rockwell Automation does. How about a $2,500 sign-on bonus? A 401k with company match? Annual bonuses for all employees? Rockwell offers all that and more, including paid parental leave, tuition reimbursement, unlimited referral bonuses, and endless growth opportunities. This isn't your typical manufacturing job. It's a great place to work because of the great people who work there. Join the team. First shift starts over $20 an hour. Second shift over $22 an hour. Apply at Rockwell Automation. richlandcenter.com/careers, search Richland Center, or stop by any Wednesday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. for an on-the-spot interview. Rockwell Automation, where talent meets opportunity.
Next up, Ithaca girls basketball coach David Klang joins us. David, as you look at the start of the tournament, you take on a team that you saw a week ago, and I was curious when I saw the matchup with Highland. How did you approach that last game? Win or lose, was it better to lose that one, or what do you think?
We kind of went in thinking, like, don't be too high, don't be too low, no matter what the outcome was, and that was kind of our aspect. Like, it's tough and kind of a unique situation when you play them less than a week from when you're going to play them in playoffs. But after the event, after last week's game, I thought that it was good that we played them. We learned a bunch from that and what we need to do, and I'm sure they learned some stuff from us too. But I thought after it was kind of beneficial for us going into it. I wasn't sure, but after the fact, I think it was beneficial.
When you look at this week, you catch lightning in a bottle. I know a couple of years ago you made a run to the regional final, but what's it going to take for the Bulldogs if you're going to get past this first hurdle?
The big thing is taking care of the ball and the hustle plays. That kind of was the determining factor last week when we played them, is we had to take care of the ball and then get the hustle plays, get those every rebound we can, every steal we can, those kind of opportunistic plays. We need to have those kind of go our way and make sure that we're not giving them any easy opportunities to score off of our mistakes. So just not hurting ourselves.
When you look at the matchup, you've got some players, especially your post players, that can create some matchup problems, don't you?
Yeah, we match up well with them. Our post played a really good game and we hope to kind of be able to increase their efficiency with it, with having some of our outside shooters open everything up for us and kind of go back and forth with them. And then once our outside shooters start shooting from the outside, that our post players clean it up and kind of make it you can't pick one or the other. You got to be able to stop them both type mentality for them. So it would be kind of exciting if we can get that going.
I know that it's a bittersweet time because there's finality of the tournament, but the seniors, you kind of rely on their leadership, don't you?
Yeah, we're definitely going to rely on our seniors, and they kind of know this could potentially be their last game, and so they're going to pour everything out in the game, and hopefully the underclassmen kind of rise to that and are there to help them too, that everybody's putting 100% effort, because there is no potential next game if you don't win this one.
You got on a little bit of a winning streak there toward the end of the season. Were you playing some of your best ball?
Yeah, and I still think we are, even though we only had the one game last week. I think we're on the right track, and as long as everybody kind of plays the way that we have been and are capable of, we could make a nice little run here and keep that momentum rolling.
Is it a big home court advantage to have the game at home, or how do you look at it?
I think it's definitely a nice to be at home, just having our fans there and hopefully more of them, and being more familiar with our gym and our rims, and just kind of that more of a normal aspect pregame, and hopefully keep everybody a little bit calmer. So it's definitely an advantage that we have the home game and not traveling to Highland for the second time in a week.
What game, what kind of game best suits the Bulldogs? That half-court game, David, or how do you look at it?
Yeah, we're going to approach it more with our half-court sets, and that kind of has worked well for us. It kind of disrupts the timing of other teams. A lot of teams like to go up and down the court and try to be opportunistic, and we want to play more our half-court sets. And if they give us some fast-break opportunities, of course we're going to take them, and we'd love that. But just kind of playing at our pace and buying our time on offense and getting a really good look, and finishing, that's kind of key, because then it kind of keeps them from trying to score, and we can kind of hopefully control the score and keep a little bit lower than what teams normally do.
On paper, it certainly would seem that it's going to be a close game. I don't think that there could be a runaway on either side in this one, could there?
No, I mean, I think it'll be very close. I mean, even last week we were up for a while in the first half, and then they kind of, it was back and forth in the second half, and we just kind of were we're down at the wrong time at the end, and I think that would be kind of the same type of game, that it's going to be kind of back and forth. I don't think a team's going to extend out too far. It'd be nice if we were able to, because we know we're capable of, and we saw moments that we could have taken control of the game last week, but I think it'll be a close game one way or the other.
Sounds good, David. Good job. We appreciate you joining us, and good luck tonight against Highland.
Thank you.
David Klang, Ithaca Girls Coach, joining us here on WRCO Sports.
Welcome to Local Sports on WRCO Radio in Richland Center. We're proud to bring you the excitement and fun of local sports. We're committed to being a fan of the game or match and a fan of every team and every player. Local sports are a special part of communities throughout our listening area, and we believe they always should be. Our goal for this broadcast is to honor every aspect of the game, from players and coaches to fans and officials. Welcome to Local Sports from WRCO Radio in Richland Center.
Good evening from Ithaca High School. We are set to bring you Highland and Ithaca first round WIAA girls basketball. The Bulldogs come in with a record of 13-10. Highland at 10-14 entering tournament play. The two teams meeting tonight for the right to play on Friday night against either number 15 seed Benton or number 2 seed Schulzburg. The only team that has a bye in this sectional is Barneveld, the number 1 seed overall, so they're the only team sitting out tonight in the lower part of the bracket for the La Crosse Logan sectional. More about tonight's game coming up here in just a moment. You're listening to WIAA Regional Girls Basketball from WRCO Radio Sports.
Since 1974, Templin AgriBuilders has been your trusted partner for barn remodeling, machine sheds, calf and cattle housing, garages, and homes. From farm and commercial buildings to residential projects, the Templin crew delivers top-quality pole buildings, siding, roofing, and cement work. Get it done right, get it done local. Call 585-3101 today for a free estimate. Templin AgriBuilders, building excellence one project at a time.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At the Gokenauer Agency, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff. For Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, they'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
Welcome back to Ithaca High School. We're getting set for the introduction of the players, and we'll have our national anthem as well tonight. A sea of red jerseys and shirts and sweaters on the far side of the Highland crowd. Purple and white here on the near side. It'll be a matchup between a couple of teams with a few seniors that contribute greatly. For Highland, Kate Terrell, Izzy Washa, Caitlin Miller, and Yeslin Mondragon-Guyton are their seniors. Ithaca seniors include Maggie Kirshner, Holly King, and Tristan Peterson. Teams are lining up as Tristan Peterson performs tonight's national anthem.
by Sithica senior Tristan Peterson, accompanied by Wade McCoy on the guitar, and tonight's national anthem prior to game time. We'll have to ask Tristan later if she's more nervous for the anthem or for the game as she goes back to the huddle. The teams will be introduced now. Starting lineups, first of all, for the Highland Cardinals. Number one, Samara Halverson. Samarin is a junior. Number four, sophomore Sophia Terrell. Number 10, Adeline Esser, a 5'9 freshman. Number 21, Kate Terrell, a 5'11 senior. And number 24, Caitlin Miller, a 5'9 senior. For the Ithaca Bulldogs, getting set to be introduced tonight and playing potentially in their final game at Ithaca as seniors, depending on how the next round goes. You got to win this one, and you'd have to hope for an upset tonight by Benton over Schulzberg. You're fortunate enough to win this one. First of all, number three is Maylee Plemer. She is a sophomore. Also, next up, number five, a sophomore, J.C. Maxwell. Then you go to a senior, Maggie Kirshner, wearing number 13. It's Holly King, a senior, number 31, and Tristan Peterson, a senior, wearing number 35. Those are the Bulldogs, and those are the Cardinals as we get set to tip it off here at Ithaca High School and begin the WIAA postseason. For the Bulldog girls, led in scoring by J.C. Maxwell, almost 12 points a game. Tristan Peterson, nearly 12 a game. Maggie Kirshner, 7.5. Tristan Peterson, the leading rebounder with 11 per ball game. Holly King, the leading assist giver at nearly 5 per ball game. On the other side, Adeline Esser averaging nearly 11 for Highland. Kate Terrell averages 10 points, and Sophia Terrell averages 9. Celia Olson averages 7 rebounds a game, and Caitlin Miller nearly 2 assists per game. There we go. Let's go. Here we are in the middle of the court, and the tip is going to be controlled by Highland right away. A backdoor pass, and they score 3 seconds into the game on a quick pass to Adeline Esser off the tip. 2-0 Highland. Bulldogs on the far side. Kirshner and company facing a half-court trap. And King brings it across. Fires it off to Plemer. Then to Maxwell. Down low. Lost the handle in traffic. Peterson tries to save it and steps out of bounds. It'll belong to the Cardinals. Highland will bring it length of the floor. Red and white uniforms. The Bulldogs pick up the pressure at half-court. And calling the play and bringing it now is Miller. Fires off to the left side. Halverson. Looking low, now fires it off to Terrell. Right side it goes to Miller. Again, they'll bring it. Quick move for Esser. Nothing, throws it over to the right side. Bulldogs matching up person-to-person defense in the opening stanza of tonight's regional. Ball goes into the high post. Terrell kicks to the corner. Ball comes back to Esser. Esser in the lane creates a shot. No, partially blocked. Tristan Peterson picks it out of the air. Gives it back to Holly King. King brings it across the timeline. Kirshner right at the half-court line. Very close to over and back, and there it is. She was double-teamed and dribbled into the backcourt.